And you referred to the data from Emory. Can you talk a little bit more about that, as well as other, attempts to look at triplet therapy in the maintenance setting, or even consolidation for that matter?
Right. And so, I think the consolidation is a little bit different than the maintenance. Certainly there are studies out there, for example, with carfilzomib, lenalidomide, dex, looking at kind of a fixed number of cycles post-transplant, and you can see improved depths of responses, improved deepening of MRD negativity. But in general, those are fixed numbers of cycles and not prolonged duration. Really, the best data we have for that is the Emory study, which again was really more of a single institution experience where they took their high-risk patients and gave them this modified RVD regimen for up to 3 years. And if they still hadn't progressed after 3 years, then the idea was to convert them to single agent lenalidomide. Certainly, the outcomes were good, but of course, this was not a randomized study. And of course, in real life, it's sometimes difficult to try to convince patients to stay on triplet therapy for years at a time.
But on the other hand, the first time I remember hearing about oral proteasome inhibitors, and we have exazimib, which this man received, and there's also aprosimib, which is not approved. My first thought was maintenance. It doesn't seem like it'd make that much difference, oral versus IV, for a few courses up front. But when you start thinking about 1 and 2 years, it seems like that's where an oral agent really would come to be useful.